There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Elizabeth Cantor has written a fascinating tale about modern college professors who do not want to teach English literature the way it was written, but instead try to deconstruct it and remold it into Marxist liberal feminist ideology. Of course, that's a hopeless goal, because great English literature is explicitly Christian, conservative, and celebrates heroism, marriage, and masculine courage. And yes, indeed, great English literature was mostly written by dead white males, except for a few extraordinary women, such as Jane Austen and the Bronte sisters. Dr. Cantor's entertaining analysis is enlivened by inset quotations telling exactly what the political professors do not want you to know. The professors don't want you to learn from the poem Beowulf that no civilization will survive without heroes to defend it, or from Chaucer that chivalry has contributed enormously to women's happiness, or from Shakespeare that there really is such a thing as human nature, and some people make destructive choices, or from John Milton that our intellectual freedoms are Christian in origin. The feminists don't want young people to learn from Jane Austen that it's reasonable for a woman to look to marriage for happiness. Many university English departments have come under the control of people who really hate our English and American heritage. The English professors not only don't teach great English literature, but they try to pervert it into the thesis that Western civilization is the root of all evil. Dr. Cantor's book is an introduction to what you should have learned in college but didn't. Called The Politically Incorrect Guide to English Literature, it will introduce you to the grand range of things you can learn from English literature. There are so many wonderful books, novels, plays, and poems written in the English language. Our high school and college students should be introduced to this wealth of literature.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. For a more in-depth look at multiculturalism and how it divides rather than unifies our country, write to Mrs. Schlafly in care of Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for information on multiculturalism. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
and the man who says the light at the end of a tunnel has been turned off due to budget cuts,
Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Haven't had our good friends from Nebraskans First on the air for quite a while, but looking through some of the information that's taking place across this nation that's going to affect probably all farmers to a point, but the Nebraska irrigators certainly, is the fact that according to the government, which seems to be much wiser than you and I, remember the elite now run this country, and they tell us that there's too much water coming out of the Platte River, and somebody has to do something. Well, make it rain, but that's not the idea. The irrigators are going to have to quit irrigating, more or less. There's three rivers that are involved in this thing, the scenic and the Platte River has been declared critical habitat. Some of the other rivers have been declared scenic rivers. And I have with me today Don Adams, who is the executive director of Nebraskans First, an organization made up of Nebraska irrigators. Don, it's good to have you again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you very much, Derry. It's always fun to be on your great program.
You know, you remember the first time, the very, very first time that I had you on the air. I think you and two or three other gentlemen came from Nebraska down here to Missouri, and we did the show live from here.
Yes, sir. That was probably, well, we could check it out, but I bet it was 7 years ago, maybe?
I don't know. Time flies whether or not you're having fun.
Yeah, well, we had fun, and I didn't even know about you at that time, but Bob Hilger, our president, had heard about you and heard your program, and he says, you got to listen to this program, and I did, and I said, well, we got to go down and meet this guy, you, and the rest is history. We've had a good relationship ever since, a great relationship.
Right, I came out and spoke to the Nebraskans First organization once, if I remember right, did I not?
You did, in Grand Island.
Maybe more than once.
Well, yeah, one in North Platte, too. We had a lot of members. It wasn't a Nebraskans First meeting, but we had a lot of members at a North Platte speech you gave, and I got to make a few comments, too. So, yeah, it's always fun. You get them fired up.
Well, you know, folks get whomped up every once in a while, but not often enough. See, you and I stay whomped up because we keep running in every day. Something comes up, and I'll say, now, how did they ever think of that? Each time we see as that bumper said, the light at the end of the tunnel, hey, somebody's right there to put a damper on it.
Yeah, there are large numbers of people in state and federal governments and environmental groups that are working constantly 7 days a week to try to figure out how to control private property and water rights throughout the West.
And not only throughout the West. Hey, this is happening all over the nation. And not only in this nation. We see the same thing happening in Australia, some of the other English-speaking countries. Now, you get down into South America, and this is one reason the South and Central Americans and Latin Americans have so much better opportunity to farm in these south of the border countries is because, hey, they don't have the rules and regulations and the greeny weenies that try to put a damper on everything that we do or they do.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, don't worry. There's some endangered species down there. There's probably thousands of them, but their country is smart enough and their leaders are smart enough to know that production is probably more important than a Preble's Meadow jumping mouse habitat. So they say, we're going to produce, and we'll let these crazy guys up in America save the mice and the bugs and the dung beetles and whatnot and stop production, and we'll just benefit from it. You bet.
And you know, the thing of it is, they don't save anything. Those creepy, crawly little critters are going to survive regardless of what you do. In fact, oftentimes, the Endangered Species Act has caused the demise of more species than it has helped. G.B. Oliver tells a funny story. He was in Florida when they were trying to, and he can give this story much better than I can, but he was in Florida when they were taking this, flooding these farmers. You know, back in the 50s, people went down to Florida and they drained the swamps and they got rid of the ticks, but the mosquitoes and the gators, and they farmed this land. And now they want to turn it all back to swamps and mosquitoes again. And one of the things they were trying to protect was some sort of a sparrow. And what they did, they hired helicopters. And this helicopter would go out and land in the swamps, and then they would shut off all the engines, and they made no noise, and they would listen for the mating call of these sparrows that live in the swamps. Well, each time they did this in three different places where there were supposed to be numbers of these sparrows, and each time the helicopter took off, it set the swamps on fire. So it burned up all of the little song sparrows that were out there doing their mating thing at that particular time. But we see these kind of stupid things going on all the time. Now, let's go back to scenic rivers, the Platte being declared critical habitat. And the story I have here, what caused me to call you, was the government says there's too much water coming out of the Platte River.
Right. The Platte River has been the target of the Fish and Wildlife Service since the mid-1990s, when a program called misleadingly called the Cooperative Agreement Program was instituted, and that was a three-state program with Wyoming, Colorado, and Nebraska, with the goal being somehow to generate massive, massive new stream flows, in-stream flows, as measured at Grand Island.
Okay, let's take a break here. We're going to do that. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, and we're visiting today with Don Adams, the executive director of Nebraskans First, talking about these rivers and how the greeny weenies are trying to keep the farmers from using the irrigation water. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We have returned, visiting today with Don Adams. He is executive director of Nebraskans First, a group of Nebraska irrigators. And, Don, they tell us, I say they, it, the federal government, and I'm not sure which bureaucratic office this is coming out of, really. Who is behind this thing on the Platte River?
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
It's Fish and Wildlife, okay. The Fish and Wildlife Service is, and this goes back probably to the Wildlands Project, does it not? Do you know, part of Agenda 21?
Oh, I don't know, maybe ultimately, but what it goes back to is a critical habitat designation that got through, passed back in the mid-1970s for the whooping crane. And once they get that designation, they have unbelievable, almost unlimited power to control water use and land use in the critical habitat area. And that's where they got their power, and they decided we're going to use it now.
All right, what about the scenic rivers?
Okay, well, that's the latest target. That's the Niobrara River. It's a smaller river system in northern Nebraska. It's really pretty, but it's in an area of the state where we have tons of water, no water shortage problems at all. So, and they haven't yet declared any or found any bugs or mice or sturgeons or plovers or anything up there. So they decided to use the scenic river designation, and which means they protect it for recreation, canoeing and so forth. So they're trying to use that now as a means to stop any new development and to ratchet down existing groundwater use and surface water use.
So where do we stand? What's going on here?
Well, our governor, unfortunately, we did everything we could. I don't know how many hearings I've been to and testified over the past 10 years, but he's a brand new governor, and he signed off on this Platte River deal back in October. So now we're now in that officially. Down on the Republican River, the state cut a bad settlement agreement with Kansas on a multi-state compact on Republican River water use, and that happened a couple, 3 years ago, and now we're shutting them down. The state's shutting irrigation down there to try to give Kansas more water. And so they've got the Platte and the Republican pretty well tied up, and now they're setting their sights on the Niobrara using the Scenic River designation to do it.
How do you spell Niobrara?
N-I-O-B-R-A-R-A.
One word or two?
One word.
One word. Okay. Oh, I hear
the music.
I hear the music. You hear the music, too. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Returned. As I mentioned, calls are welcome. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Oh, by the way, before we go back to Don Adams, I had a long conversation this morning with a good friend, GB. He's back from the trip that he took to North Platte.
Where he spoke in a beauty pageant.
Well, he was in the wrong, he got in the wrong convention, Jeff. I don't think they let him speak at the beauty pageant. I don't think they let him judge at the beauty pageant. He ended up speaking to the Independent Cattlemen's Association in Nebraska. But he's going to be with us tomorrow. So we'll have old GB back. He's always a lot of fun and one of the highly intelligent individuals that help us on this show, as is Don Adams, who is with us today talking about Nebraska irrigators, the water bank, and the scenic rivers. You know, you talked about how they're going to the Niobrara and made it a scenic river, and they want it for recreation and for canoeing and this sort of thing, right?
That's right. That That's the toehold they have on them. They have, because they don't have an endangered species issue, and so the Fish and Wildlife can't jump in yet, but the Scenic Rivers Act is being used now.
What do you think would happen if you and I were floating down the river on a Sunday afternoon, and we dropped a beer can in the Niobrara?
Well, I'm sure that happens, Derry. I mean, there's a lot of people that tube down that and canoe down it, and, you know, I guess littering occurs everywhere, but it would probably be a federal offense.
I was going to say, it would, for you and I, it would be. I was just looking here that American taxpayers are paying $63 million to clean up 25 million pounds of trash and human waste left by illegal immigrants who cross through the federal and state parks.
Yeah, the...
See, you and I would go to jail over that, but no, hey, we just got to have more of it.
Yeah, that illegal immigration issue is so absolutely bad, I can't even begin to comprehend it.
And I don't want to get off the subject, but it just kind of roughed me the wrong way. This has severely damaged the otherwise pristine 1.5 million acres of national forest located within 50 miles of the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, the Mexican, and I say Mexican, whoever's crossing the Mexican borders, they're all illegal, or they wouldn't be crossing the border like that. They leave all this trash. They tell us that the government has picked up less than 1% of it. They leave water bottles, clothes, razors, homemade weapons, food, ropes, radios, lots of human waste, and that's fine and dandy. We're supposed to pay for picking it up, but if we were floating down the Niobrara, and flipped a cigarette butt off into the weeds, hey, we'd end up in the penitentiary over it, probably.
Well, just like the Border Patrol people that stop some drug dealers coming across, and they're in the penitentiary.
Sure they are, yeah.
So, I don't know. I've just about had it with politics, Jerry. I used to be a pretty strong Republican, but I've... not anymore.
And, you know, the sad thing is, people then, instead of voting for someone like Ron Paul, they're going to vote for some Democrat, which, you know, you jump out of the skillet right into the fire.
Yeah, well, the whole process does not allow the best candidate, the best American, to survive the process, Derry.
You know, if they would, well, I don't want to get into
okay.
it.
Okay.
Let's change
the subject. Back to the jumping mouse. I understand them more than I do our own government anymore. So.
The jumping mouse. How about the kangaroo rat?
Well, that too. We don't have any of them, or at least they haven't found any yet.
Well, they will. They'll bring you some.
Yeah, they do have. They do think there's pallid sturgeons here, and they've put radio transmitters in them and tried to get them to swim up the Platte to go west, and they haven't succeeded at that. But they're still trying.
You know, they've just about destroyed the Missouri River as a useful river for this, and I think it's a pallid sturgeon. I don't know. There's three or four different kinds of those dumb-looking fish that look like alligators.
Yep.
But,
yeah, they're involved in, and the fact is, I guess, the pallid sturgeon, you know, does use the Missouri, but it does not use the Platte, never has. They're trying to reintroduce it into an environment that it's never used. So,
how do you reintroduce something if it's never been
okay?
Never...
Well, they're going to introduce it.
Oh,
and you know they've got transmitters and a bunch of small ones, and eventually they'll find one, I'm sure.
But if they introduce it, then wouldn't it be one of those invasive species? And you ought to kill them.
Yeah, you know, they've got themselves hogtied on that invasive species issues. You need Jim Beers on to talk about that. And if he's listening, I hope he'll call in. I know he listens to your program all the time.
I tell you what. Anyway, tell us about this water bank thing. Now they want to pay farmers not to use water, right?
Right. Well, that's one of the, as they call them, tools in the toolbox. If you go to all these government meetings, they generate this lingo that kind of fools you. But tools in the toolbox are the regulatory means they're going to use. But water banking, farmer, you know, deciding not to use his water rights and to bank it somehow or to sell it or to allow it to to remain in the river is the way. But, you know, what does that mean? That means we're not producing. Okay, we do one thing in this state better than anybody else in the world, and that's produce. And our policy in the state now is like, we're not going to encourage production anymore. We're going to discourage what we do better than anybody, and it makes no sense to me at all, Derry.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
35 years after abandoning the gold standard, the United States is now technically bankrupt. In fact, a recent Fed study now confirms the United States won't be able to pay its future obligations. Meanwhile, financial markets are up. Well, what's going on? A brand new CD from Swiss America will explain it all. Why trusting Wall Street hype is like trusting an emperor with no clothes. How backroom money manipulators have temporarily forced gold prices down, and why this presents such an excellent time to buy gold. This CD will explain the future of gold in 2007 and beyond, and how to seize this great opportunity. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. When it comes to your financial future, don't follow the government lead. Instead, take the lead yourself. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-289-2646. Friends, for just $35 a year, you can get the most beautiful magazine in the West, The Paragon, the quarterly publication of the Paragon Foundation. Give it as a gift. Here's the executive director, G.B. Oliver.
It's so very difficult doing what we do, but yet it's the most worthwhile thing in the world. We have the most worthwhile job that we will ever have because I think the decisions we make and the progress we make right now are going to determine whether our children and grandchildren grow up in a free country or they grow up in servitude. Unfortunately, people don't get involved in it till somebody's got them by the throat and taken everything that they own away from them. So this Paragon Foundation is absolutely dedicated to protecting those rights and protecting those properties that you have. And I don't know of another organization across the country that offers some of the things that we offer. I'm proud of it.
So pick up the telephone and dial toll-free 1-877-847-3443 and join the Paragon Foundation today online at paragonfoundation.org.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more, and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, inside, he's really just a cat person at heart. Derry Brownfield!
There's another one, Jeff. It's got to go. I don't know where you all came up with those things, but they're bad. They're absolutely bad. We've got to do better. Anyway, see, our listeners don't know what we're talking about there, but we've had this cat story thing on for 100 years now, and I've gotten some bad press out of it. But anyhow, we'll move along. Don, you were talking about water banking, where they pay farmers not to irrigate. You know, if you look at what's happening, the entire Department of Agriculture, backed, or maybe I should say controlled by the multinational corporations, want to do away with agriculture here in the United States as we know it. The multinationals would much rather work in South America, in some of these Latin American countries, than they would with us. That was proven when Monsanto started selling Roundup to Argentina for about a third what they sell to American farmers are when they produce it right here in the United States. It goes on and on and on. And Bush was just down in Brazil. He was in Argentina, too, but he was in Brazil. And they're working there with the ethanol people in Brazil, and they can produce ethanol out of sugar, out of sugar cane, for about a third of what they U.S. farmers can produce corn for ethanol, and they're literally trying doing everything they can to get the American farmers out of business. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Right now, a third of our food's coming from other countries, much of it from China now, and it's poisoning people. But that doesn't make any difference. The FDA just turns their cheek and looks the other way. So, I don't know. You say this water banking is to pay farmers to not irrigate. Maybe the farmers would be better off to, you know, take your money and run.
Well, you know, there's a lot of individual farmers that feel that way, and they've had it. They're tired of battling their own government and all the restrictions. But how do you got to look at the future viability, economic viability of your state and your country, and if we start going down that road, we're going to be importing all our food, and we know that works real well with just look at how it works with the oil, Derry. So if we get to the point where we're reliant on foreign countries for our food, we're in more dire straits than we can even imagine.
Well, you know, if you go back and study their documents, and, you know, people accuse me all the time of, in fact, I got an email, somebody was complaining about it, and they were talking to another individual, and the email said, you know, Brownfield, he goes along half-cocked all the time. I try not to discuss anything that I cannot prove. And when you can prove it through their own government documents. They're there. They're on the Internet. You can just, you know, look up, I don't know, Jeff does it all for me, so, but Jeff, give us a little handout here, help us. Where do we get all these government documents? How, anybody can get them, how do you get them?
I do go to their own websites. I use a search engine called Google, and essentially Agenda 21 on the UN website, UN.org, United Nations websites, government websites. There's just too many of them to name just one.
Right, but anybody can do it is what I'm saying.
Sure, even Jeff.
And Don, if you've gone back and you've studied Agenda 21, if you have studied the CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations documents on the North American Union, it puts it all in perspective, and you can see why they're doing this to us.
Yeah, Derry, there's an excellent video out on that. It's called Final Countdown to UN World Government, but it outlines the whole program for you, and it's excellent. And I've tried to show this to as many people as I can, because underpinning everything that's happening here, I believe, is the agenda of the United Nations and the One World Government.
I visited with a gentleman today on the telephone. He's going to be on the air next Tuesday with me. And the reason I did, it was, and I've gotten caught a time or two. You get caught in your unawares, so I'm very, very cautious. It was a story about a lady that was in traffic court, and how they were taking all the non-English-speaking people in court first. She was to be there like in the middle of the afternoon. They kept her till way late in the evening because they had to do all the non-speaking English first. Some of them didn't have driver's licenses. They didn't have insurance on their cars. And they were fining them $35, the illegals now. They were getting fined $35, and if they didn't have $35, they had them on a payment plan. Well, you know how much of that's going to get paid. When this lady finally did get her time in court, hers was like $200 and some dollars for this, and she had a driver's license. She was a citizen. And the whole thing is to destroy the American citizens. It's not just agriculture. It's our industries. We've moved our industries overseas. We're out of the country. It's the whole thing. But we've got a bunch of callers here we need to get to. Let's go to Chris in New Mexico. Hi, Chris. You're up first.
How's it going, Derry? Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to make you aware of what our government out here in the West is doing. I live a little bit south of Tularosa. You've been in that area.
You bet.
And the BLM had an aerial spray out there to destroy all the mesquites on this one big section of land. They didn't do an environmental impact study. They didn't warn any of the residents. And the friend of mine that discovered this going on asked them about it, and they said, well, we didn't think we needed to do an environmental impact study or notify the residents. Not that poisonous, but yet they can't run cattle on it for 2 years. But now, see, if I was to go out there and do that, they'd put me in prison.
Oh, yes. They'd have to pump sunlight into you.
So I just want to know, this gentleman, maybe he could help with what direction do we go to try to get heads to roll when they're spraying toxic poison in the air and don't notify anybody, and it's a BLM.
Don, did you get
that? Yeah, go ahead. That sounds far more serious than just being worried about regulations. I mean, that is something that I would probably immediately, and I don't do this a lot, but I would contact an attorney, and I'd go right after him.
Well, you know, the thing about it is what we're dealing with here in the Lincoln is the forest dying from the trees, and they've had studies and public meetings on spraying the forest up there, and this time the Forest Service has been forthcoming on everything and letting us know what they want to do to try to solve this problem. And on one weekend, the BLM just sneaks under everybody's radar and goes out there and sprays this. It's a, you know, liquid in the air and doesn't do any kind of studies on it.
Chris, tomorrow we're going to have G.B. Oliver with Paragon Foundation on. Call back tomorrow and ask G.B. that question. You know, a lot of times, and G.B.'s had probably more experience with attorneys than 99.9% of us ever have or ever will. And oftentimes, attorney is not the right answer. Because these attorneys, first of all, they want... Well, I'm not going into that. We'll let GB talk about that sort of thing tomorrow. But as Don says, yes, this is a very serious offense. And if you and I did it, you know exactly what would happen.
Yeah, this requires immediate action. And like I say, I don't recommend hardly to anybody to go the legal route. But on something like this, of that magnitude, I would. And there are good attorneys that are pro, you know, still pro-American out there. I mean, there's the Landmark Legal Foundation, for example, and that G.B. Oliver's group could hook you up with them.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Royce in Nebraska. Hi, Royce, you're on next.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I have a kind of a question for Don. Since all the state agencies connected with Water Nebraska use the term hydrologically connected, and that came from a 1987 state Supreme Court case. It was superseded. And we didn't give them the authority over groundwater. And how do we speak to them?
The answer to that's very simple, and it was one of the main reasons we got started. Back in the early to mid-90s, there was the push for conjunctive use is what they like to call it. But what that did, and there was a bill that we fought and fought and fought, and it finally got through on the final day of the session. It was called LB 108, and that did tie groundwater and surface water together in this state, and then that gave the state DNR power then to move in and start putting regulations and restrictions on groundwater use. It used to be purely the NRDs that had that authority, but now, because of LB 108 and subsequent legislation since then, the state has been able to get more power over groundwater.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Of course I can.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
And we have returned. Don, I get a kick out of this double talk that the greenies use, and of course, this stuff comes right out of Agenda 21, but this one gentleman was talking about hydrologically connected. You were talking about conjunctive use. I'm looking at a program they want me to come to. It's called the Appalachian Regional Commission, and they're going to discuss incubation facilities. You can become an incubator manager. Come on, where are they coming up with? They try to put this stuff in lingo that you and I have no idea what they're talking about.
No, they've created their own lexicon. I wouldn't go, Derry.
I'm thinking
your head would explode.
Well, I'm thinking about going just for fun.
It's not fun. Going to these meetings with these people is not fun.
Well, don't you get a little insight from doing that?
Oh, sure. I mean, I've got them figured out. I've created my own little dictionary. When they come up with these terms, I mean, I know what it really means, and our members know what it really means.
But it certainly doesn't mean what Webster's Dictionary says it means.
Adaptive management is a good one, too.
Adaptive management.
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, that means is that, you know, you sign on to this program of regulation, and then we'll see if it's good enough, and if not, we're going to make it worse. So we manage, you adapt. But it sounds good. I mean, this thing on
it
the
plaque.
It doesn't
sound good to me. If I don't understand it, it doesn't sound good.
They call this stupid program on the plaque for the plover and the tern the cooperative agreement. It had nothing to do with cooperation. It had to do with intimidation. But if they use these terms and the newspapers report it long enough, people start thinking it's not bad. Tools in the toolbox. Those are taxes and regulations. They're not tools.
You expected screwdrivers and monkey wrenches.
Right. But, and another one is, we're just going to have to move the ball down the field at this meeting. Well, you know, what does that mean? We're going to make progress on expanding the regulatory scheme here today. And, you know, there's thousands of them. Consensus.
Well, we...
I mean, come on.
Yeah, we've understood consensus now for quite a while. Consensus means that, hey, they've made up their mind before they ever have a meeting. And I visited a long time yesterday with a fellow. I've been very, very critical of the... Oh, by the way, this Farm Bureau, have they ever helped you on any of this?
Farm Bureau in this state is a very much of a go-along, get-along organization. I'm not going to say anything bad about them. I'll let people figure that out. But they want to go along with the government programs.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll take a break. Stay tuned, and let's talk a little bit about consensus. You're listening to the Common Consensus Program. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year, a heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution.
Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy.
Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Imagine a world with no more privacy. With RFID technology, that reality just got one day closer. Read the book Spy Chips by Catherine Albrecht and Liz McIntyre. Spy Chips explains how computer chips smaller than a grain of sand are being used to track our daily activities, who's using them, and why. No matter how well informed you are about privacy issues, Spy Chips will shock you out of your complacency. The biggest advocates of RFID use are corporations, government, and criminals. In each case, the potential for abuse is simply too great to be ignored. To order the book Spy Chips in hardcover, send $26, check, cash, or money order to Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call 1-800-201-7892.
And we have returned. Yesterday, I was talking about the animal identification program and how Farm Bureau fought this thing when we were trying to get it stopped in the state of Missouri. They're backing this government program, the tooth and toenail. And I made the comment that, hey, you know, this comes from the top down. Farm Bureau members don't want this. And I got a call from a good friend of mine that went to school with me back literally 50 years ago. I started to say 100 years ago, but was half a 100 years ago. And he said that I'm all wrong about this thing. But here's the way it works. Don, and I'm sure you've been to these meetings. They're consensus meetings. I will assure you that it was not a Farm Bureau member. And he said, this all comes from the grassroots up. I will assure you it was not a Farm Bureau member that said, you know what this country needs? is to be able to identify every animal in the United States. They didn't do that. If they did, how come it happened down in Australia as well? They get their members in there. They wine them. They dine them. They give them a new seed corn cap. And they say, you know, here's what we think and blah, blah, blah. What do you think? And they get them whomped up so they always think the same thing. And if somebody stood up and says, no, I don't like that at all, why, he'd be an outcast. They'd make fun of him, and he wouldn't, you know. Is that the way you see it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, somebody said that consensus is any system which uses consensus is a dog and pony show designed to brainwash the participants into going along with the predetermined outcome, thinking they arrived at it themselves. And that's it. I call it nonsenses.
It's absolutely the case. Here comes a thank you, Jeff. Dave in Nebraska. Hi, Dave. You're up next, and we're going to run short of time.
Thanks, Jerry. I got something for you and your guest that I don't believe has been covered. The Central Platte Natural Resources District, among others, are requiring that irrigators certify their acres or they're going to lose them. And they have to sign a thing that, yes, it's certified this many acres. There's a catch-22. If you don't do it, they threaten you with you don't irrigate anymore. If
All right,
you do it, my understanding, and I want your guests to check this out, we're violating either by misdemeanor or by felony if we sign that. It's required by state law, as I understand it, that acres be figured out by an engineer and or a surveyor, which are licensed to the state of Nebraska. And if you're not licensed, you cannot do it. Neither anyone on the CPNRD or the FSA, which they talk about all the time, none of them are certified, licensed, or anything else to engineer or survey.
All right, who's making this demand?
The Central Platte Natural Resources District, among others.
Okay, we're going to run short of time here, but about a minute left.
Okay.
Don, what
yeah,
about...
Yeah, well, they, yes, I know a lot of the board members on that board, and it's a good board, and they've been helpful to us. They are being forced to do this by the state DNR, and this goes back again to the, quote, cooperative agreement on the critical habitat and trying to find more water to shove into that river to flow into the Gulf of Mexico.
My point is anybody who signs that is either misdemeanor or felony to sign it by state law.
I don't understand that, but I do know they're requiring acres to be certified, and
that's the whole crux of it. They cannot certify it. They're required to certify it. The landowner is that they're kicking over to the landowner. The landowner can't because he is not a licensed surveyor. That is state law.
State law. Call Ron Bishop at the NRD.
that's a waste of time.
He's
a bureaucrat, and his only objective is to push. I've seen him do this 30 years ago.
Well, he may be a bureaucrat. He's helped us. He's one of the NRD managers that has helped.
I'm familiar with him, as are many out here in Nebraska.
I think he's probably just beat down. You know, when you get your head beat upside, you know, the wall for so long, you just kind of go...
Hey, interesting program, but I'll tell you what. Everything good must end sooner or later. We're out of time, Don. It's a pleasure again to have you as a guest, and may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.